Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Menopause Sisters Show, where our host, Nancy Monroe, co-creator of Cool Cami, the only camisole designed to give women relief from hot flashes, and Laura Dankoff, nurse practitioner and author of Seeds for Change, A Path to Health and Healing, will cover topics related to women in various stages of menopause.
Wow, they are excited today. Man, oh man.
Best of mood there.
Well, they had a week off, so maybe they're well rested and anxious to hear from the Menopause Sisters.
That's right.
So it is, hopefully, you know, maybe down the road somebody might be listening to this in July, but right now it's the holiday season. And so I thought we would cover topics around how to handle stress, how to handle holiday temptations, and stay healthy during the winter and holiday season. So I thought that would be a good time for us to, you know, share with our listeners out there some pointers on how to handle all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I for one, am much further ahead on my holiday shopping than I have ever been in the last couple of years. So I'm feeling pretty good.
Less stress then.
Less stress, yes, exactly. So I want to talk about first about the weather. We were just talking about that offline. You know, are there certain things that we should be doing to, you know, women in menopause tend to have drier skin, you know, those types of things that just naturally impact us. But I'm curious, why do we have drier skin? Is it an aging thing or is it a menopause thing?
It's both.
Okay.
Part of it's just as we get older, we lose more subcutaneous tissue, so our skin gets thinner and drier, and then you get the drier air in the wintertime, doesn't
mm-hmm.
help, and then decreased estrogen also causes thinning and drying of the skin, too. So it becomes quite a challenge of trying to figure out what to put on your skin to keep it from being dry and itchy, particularly during the drier winter months. And then you've got the cold air that dries it out even more. So one of the things I like to use is coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
I even have my husband using it. He gets these dry patches on his legs. I'm sure he'd be happy that I'm sharing that. In the winter time, and has worked very well to help keep the skin more moist.
Mm-hmm.
You can even put it, when your hands get really dry, you can put it on your hands at night before you go to bed. And sometimes I'll tell people even to put a pair of socks on their hands, but if you're in menopause and you're having hot flashes, that's probably not going to go over it terribly well.
Right.
But it is one easy thing to do, cheap. It doesn't have a lot of harsh chemicals or hormone-disrupting elements in it. It's all natural.
Mm-hmm.
You could also use things like, I suppose, jojoba oil, olive oil even, but you smell really, really tasty. But those are some things. I don't know, Colleen, if you have something that with the essential oils that would be very nurturing and help with drying skin as well.
Well, I don't know if it helps with drying skin, but I agree with you. I just, I make my own face cream basically out of coconut oil with a few oils added to it like geranium. And I just came across a recipe for a face serum that I want to make up, and I think it's got, it was rosehip oil in it with about three other kinds of essential oils like frankincense and geranium, and I forget what the other, heliochrysum in it. So there's different types of combinations that you can do. Like you said, you know, jojoba is a good oil because it's very much like natural, like the oils in your natural skin. In your skin, and I know for one, I used to think, you know, putting oil on my skin was going to be a horrible thing, and I would just break out like mad. But I do find as I've gotten older, I've had to change products that I used for years to things that are more moisturizing, and I like you said, I like coconut oil, and it's, you know, use organic coconut oil. It's relatively inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I use.
And then with, speaking of stress for the holidays, a lot of women may, you know, already have trouble with sleep. So there might also be some essential oils that can be more relaxing, or taking Epsom salt baths to help you de-stress at the end of a very busy and hectic day with lots of activities going on. I know lavender is certainly a popular one to add to the bath or at the bottom of the feet to help sleep at night. Are there other ones, Colleen, that you think help with stress and relaxation?
Well, I just happened to open, before we started here, an email from one of my instructors in my aromatherapy coursework. And as she has some good suggestions on oils that are good to help with stress. And she mentions lavender, and these are for diffusion, is how she's suggesting that it be used. Lavender, clary sage, bergamot, basil, chamomile, and tangerine. They have a calming and uplifting effect. And you can, and she suggests try diffusing some calming oils to help with the stresses of getting ready for the holidays. And she also suggests proper rest, nutrition, and quality time. You can support yourself and your family during this busy time. And I think that's the one thing we need to keep in mind, is don't forget ourselves, which is really, really easy to do, because, you know, there's been times over the years, and I'm sure you guys have too, have just felt like, oh, I have so many things to get done. We were talking about at work the other day that how much baking we used to do. We don't do it in the quantity we used to anymore. I used to do tons of baking to where I wish I'd started in September. And I would make up 4 different trays that would have to go various places, you know, to work and to family and for here. But I think everybody in general is trying to be more healthy in their eating, or their taste maybe have just changed, because we notice it in our own family that people don't eat the quantities of things that, you know, that we used to eat when we were younger. Even our children don't.
Right. Remember, we would we would start every weekend. It would be like, all right, deep freeze has to be filled by Christmas. And every single weekend we were making something from Thanksgiving through Christmas.
Right, right.
And I don't make any, the only thing I'm going to make this year is take those big pretzels and roll them in almond bark and sprinkle them with stuff. That's it. So, well, you know, and I think we've realized that, you know, none of us need that sugar, especially as we get older. It's just very unhealthy. And, I mean, think of all the lard we went through growing up. It's like, oh, my gosh. You know, but, you know, is there any supplement that we can take that either adds the ability for us to produce more oils, or are we just kind of out of luck there? It has to be all external.
Well, they say, you know, certainly you can do omega fish oils or krill.
Mm-hmm.
Oil, vitamin C also helps with the collagen in your skin, but, you know, that's kind of a slow process, and you have to keep on top of it. Certainly, you could eat, like, wild salmon once or twice a week, but even then, I think you're going to need something extra to kind of help with the drying skin and what have you. And you know, I just want to go back to just all of the activities that go on around the holidays. There's Christmas parties, there's shopping, you know, and all those things can be fun, but also can be very stressful. So it might come to the point where you try to please everybody and do everything in the past. I think some women get to the point where they say, you know what, I'm not going to do all of that, and it just stresses me out too much. And so it's learning to prioritize, picking some key things that you're willing to participate in, and letting go of the rest and not feeling guilty about it, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I got invited to this cookie what do they call it, where you make, you bring some and then
exchange.
You trick them. Yeah. And I didn't go. And the woman's like, I'm not sure if I have the right email address for you. I said, oh, yeah, I got your invite. Well, I should have said I'm not coming, but I said I didn't want to come because of all that sugar. She's like, oh, you could have just come and, you know, had a drink with us. I mean, we didn't have to do the cookie exchange. You could just come and spend time with us. So maybe that's an alternative, too, is this, you can change the way that you participate in certain things on your terms.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I know this year, the last few years, or well, last few years, a couple of years in a row here, we've hosted my coworkers. We've had like a Christmas dinner, or we've gone out to eat maybe like this first weekend in December, and then we've had everybody come back over to our house. And we've done that. We had done that about 3, maybe 4 times. And so right after all the hubbub for Thanksgiving, I was immediately, you know, had to, you know, rush to get all the Christmas out and get it put up and get it ready for the next weekend. Well, this year, I wanted to provide an opportunity for my coworkers, past and present, to get together. But I did it in November. I said, let's get together here before the holidays. And we did a brunch. And it was a lot of, you know, work, but it was kind of fun to do. But I didn't have to hurry up and decorate the house for a holiday, per se.
Right,
So that's, you know, way that you can kind of maybe change your practices. I might also want to point out, maybe Laura, you would agree with me, some people are very used to, I know this may sound gross to some people, but they are to showering or bathing every single day. And honestly, for your skin as you age, that's not really a good thing. Because it is very dry. I mean, we don't have to go back to when we were kids and it was the Saturday night bath altogether. But I do think that people tend to over shampoo and over shower, and it really is harmful to your skin as you age.
Right, it washes off a lot of natural oils in our skin, which is more drying. So yeah, if you can, you know, not do it every day, that is one other way to try to help from having dry, itchy skin and so forth. One other, you know, practice that I think is intellectually, you know, it would be helpful, but it's doing it's quite another thing, and that's a daily practice of like meditation or just even sitting in a quiet space with some relaxing music for even, you know, 5 or 10 minutes can do a lot to help you de-stress at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And slow deep breathing exercises is another thing. Sending out Christmas cards has always been a tradition, but it also can be a stressful thing for a lot of people. So maybe it's, you know, with, you know, everybody being plugged in on the internet, you can send out a Christmas email.
Right.
Maybe some people probably don't like that, but at the same time, it can save you a great deal of time of sitting down and addressing and signing lots of cards. I mean, the cards are nice, but on the other hand, that's another stressor for a lot of people.
So what are you saying, Laura? We're not going to get a card from you this year?
No. That's one of the things I let go a few years ago, and I do send out an email just because I don't find that I have, you know, the time to sit down an entire weekend or whatever to do that. You know, you do want to remember people, but at the same time, sending out an email, I think, can do just as well.
Yeah.
For people, and it saves you, you know,
money
and the you know, helps the economic footprint as far as using up a lot of paper products and what have you. So that's something else to think about that maybe will help lessen stress and the time that you have to devote to different things during the holidays.
Well, I want to go back to your meditation type of suggestions. You know, some people say, "Oh, I just can't do that," and I'm one of those. It's just oh my gosh, I can't sit still for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like anything new that you do, it takes practice. And I remember reading Eat, Pray, Love, and she was in, I think it was when she was in India, she talked about how meditate for an hour. Are you kidding me? And as she progressed at it, she said the time just flew by within that hour, and it was so much more beneficial for her. So it's just like learning any new skill. It takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those of you out there that think kind of the same way that I do, it's like, oh, my gosh, I can't do this. You know, just like anything, a habit, you have to do, what, 20 times before it becomes a habit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly, you know, give it a try, because I think there's a lot of other benefits to that. I think you think about things that you want to manifest in your life. And I was thinking about that the other day. It's things that you focus on or mentally work towards that suddenly, oh, it happens. You know, it's like, why is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know all the metaphysics behind that, but certainly this would be a time to give yourselves that me time to just kind of sit there, even if it's just 15 minutes. And there's lots of apps out there that you can download, some free, some don't cost very much, just to kind of help you with that. And just kind of help you relax. And what's the, Colin, you talk about it, guided imagery is
right.
Another one. I don't know, Colin, if you use anything for your guided imagery.
Oh, all the time, because I have a terrible problem with my mind wandering. And currently I'm listening to, it's the Oprah and Deepak Chopra one for Grace and Gratitude. And one of the things that I have found is it's my drive into work. I have about a 40-minute drive to work. And so as I'm driving into work, I've used that over the last few years as my sort of prayer time. But I also go about, you know, thinking that, you know, how grateful I am for things. And I think when you become more grateful and focus on gratitude, you do have more good. The more you focus on it, the more that comes to you. And I have found that to be very true. And just like if I was worried about, oh, I'm not going to get enough hours this week, but I you know, thank God for the job and thank Him for the income that it provides. And the next thing I know, it's like, oh, here, do you want to pick up these hours over here? So I think
mm-hmm.
it's just the little things. What I do with the guided imagery or the guided meditation is what they call it with Oprah and Deepak is I have it on my phone. My phone is next to the bed, plugged in. And so frequently here, I tend to wake up very early, and I will turn it on, and I'll either go back to sleep or I'll get through the whole thing. And they're like, you know, 20, 30 minutes long is all. Just the other day, I got an email for a site called Healing Waterfall. Healing Waterfall is a CD guided imagery one I've had. It's one of the first ones I ever bought. And when I've offered it to people over the years, offered them choices, it's the one they always like the best. But it was a free thing. You could download this free meditation just that I got in the email. And so, yeah, you're right, Nancy. There's all kinds of freebies out there. You can download them on your computer. Once you kind of hook up with some of this stuff, then you seem to get more offers for it. But I think just, you know, like you said, you just take a breath and you say thank you. And you look at life with gratitude. And we all know you don't have to look very far to find somebody who has less, who is much worse off. And it's frustrating, you know, you can't do anything to help them. But so you just look at life more with gratitude. And as you experience and you know, are thankful for and look at things with gratitude, the more comes to you. It just seems to happen that way.
Yeah. And another way to kind of, not necessarily meditate, but kind of a two-for-one, you go outside and walk, not necessarily in a snowstorm. That's something we're expecting in the next couple of days. But just, you know, I think, Laura, you posted something on one of our sites the other day about just getting in touch with nature. So there's dual benefits. You're getting the exercise. You're getting, you know, your body in motion. You're burning some calories. But at the same time, you know, when you do get in touch with nature, it adds another dimension to your senses. It kind of is a distraction away from, you know, I'm sitting in front of my computer, you know, 18 hours a day sometimes, and just getting out there and breathing fresh air and just getting your body in motion. It certainly helps with the stress too. And, you know, we probably eat a few more calories than we usually do during the holidays. So that's another reason to get your body in motion and do that. But and yoga would be another option as well. It's kind of a de-stress at the same time, a good physical activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the exercise component is very important because it also helps increase your endorphins, and which it helps you feel better, gives you more energy. And to kind of go in hand with that, our bodies are also in more stress when we're not eating as well, which tends to happen to a lot of people around the holidays. So if you I think when you're trying to think of a dish to take to various things, look for healthy options to try, you know, experiment with new things, start new traditions, so that you're not eating a lot of grains, a lot of sugars, and drinking too much alcohol, or soda pops. People do that too, and those are just going to weigh you down and make you feel more sluggish and irritable as well.
Right.
So if you can kind of try to keep that dietary terrain cleaned up, that's also going to help with the holiday stressors as well.
And one of the things that we did, I think we removed some stress from our kids' lives, where we said with the six of them, we said, and their significant others, we said, let's just draw names this year like we did as kids, you know, with the 13 of us. You couldn't buy a present for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, so this year, you know, amongst all of you and your significant others, we're going to just draw names. That way you only have to buy one present for someone, because some kids were buying stuff for everybody and some couldn't afford it. So it's like, all right, let's remove that stress factor from our kids' lives. So think about the other stresses that people in your lives are going through, and you know, maybe it's stressing about what present to buy you. You'd say, here, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my list. You pick something from here so you don't have to worry about, you know, thinking about what to buy for me. Or don't buy me anything. Of course, that never goes over well, you know, when I say that. But, you know, so think about how you can de-stress the lives of people around you, because, you know, you've been in a room where somebody walks in the room and they immediately suck the energy out of everybody because of what's going on in their lives. So think about ways that you can help others de-stress and enjoy the holidays as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Financial stress is certainly a big one for a lot of people. They feel obligated to give a gift, just give by your presence and meaning being present.
Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah, draw names. And then you have a person that you may buy a gift for versus
right.
having to say, well, I got to get three or four gifts for this person, three or four for that. I mean, financially, a lot of people just cannot really do that. And then they spend the next 3 or 4 months paying off a credit card for
right.
things from the holiday.
Right.
So that's never good for anybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good point there.
That and maybe celebrate after Christmas, you know. I usually have a holiday meal with someone that works for me, and we just said, you know what, let's wait till after Christmas. You know, it's just too much going on. She actually performs in a caroling group, and she also is an actress, so she goes to shopping malls, and she's an elf that walks around. So she's very busy this time of year. So we said, let's just wait till afterwards. And a lot of times you can find things drastically marked down that saves you some money as well. So maybe there's, if you've got several family get-togethers, maybe change it so that it's after Christmas, so it's less stressful for people. And the other thing too is, you know, cooking that big holiday meal is sometimes very stressful. So are there ways that you can maybe just say, I'm not going to do that this year? I think it was last year at Easter, I just, instead of doing a big, you know, Easter thing, I said, I'm going to cook 3 different pastas and then had different sauces and let people just dish up whatever pasta they wanted and put on whatever sauce they wanted, done, you know, and it was much less stressful than, you know, cooking a big turkey or a ham and having the formal sit-down dinner type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. Or, you know, some grocery stores now even have the entire meal
yeah.
to pick up or even be delivered. And
sure.
then sometimes that's an option for people as well because they don't want to spend all the time cooking things, shopping for those things. And so maybe that is another way to help you de-stress for the holidays
yeah.
that you just take on less than maybe you have in the past.
Yeah, somebody, who was it? I don't know if it was Martha Stewart or maybe Irma Bombeck. She did this where she went out and bought pots and pans from Goodwill or secondhand shop that, you know, for, you know, less than a dollar, cooked her meal in it and just threw them away. So, because even if you bought the foiled tins, you know, sometimes those are like $10, depending upon how much of that stuff you buy. So, you know, think of the cleanup also that goes into that and getting your house ready and all that stuff. So it's all these things that, you know, pile on and pile on and pile on. Think of what one thing that you do that you could cut out that's going to take that one little stress away that you can live without or make your life easier versus, well, this is the tradition. We've always done it this way. You know, it's like, well, screw that. I mean, like oyster stew. You know, I try to keep that tradition going in my family. Nobody ate the oyster stew. So I'm like, fine, not going to cook it anymore. You know, it's something that we, you know, from your childhood, maybe you want to keep that tradition going, but the next generation just doesn't appreciate it or care about it. So, you know, take it out. Don't mess with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's, like you said, there's different things you can do, start new traditions, decrease the expectations on yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we're afraid to bring those things up for upsetting people, or you might get the response like, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Everybody's relieved.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, ladies out there, you know, take our advice. If you have tips that you want to share with us or stories that you want to share, just, you know, certainly post them on our Facebook page, which is, I always forget, it's not Menopause Sisters, it's Sisterhood of, what is it?
Menopause Sisterhood.
Sisterhood, yeah. You know, so, you know, join our Facebook group out there. We certainly post a lot of good tips. A lot of our other members, you know, make recommendations on certain things or go to menopausesisters.com. We're actually adding some interesting events. We're also affiliates for other women out there that have wonderful health advice or products that support good health. So certainly visit our website at menopausesisters.com. So with that note, I think we'll just take a little stress out, guys, and give ourselves 3 minutes back in our lives. And end the show a little early today. So thanks for joining, everybody.